right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 this morning. And this morning we're getting ready for summer. First Memorial Day weekend, first weekend of summer. So we're looking ahead to all the great shows and tours that are occurring throughout the country, really, are in music. You know, there are many, many great tours coming. Some of them coming to Boston, and a lot of them are worth noting. So we're sort of, this is our getting ready for summer show. Garbage is reunited in touring. We'll get to see Shirley Manson in the flesh with Butch Vig and everybody. The Cure, of course, out on the road. Stone Roses put out new stuff for like the first time in I don't know how many years. I'm going to say like 20 or something years. And they're touring too, actually. They're playing with Public Enemy in, I think it's in London, or no, in Manchester, I believe. And then The National, Paul Simon. Of course, Paul McCartney is touring and playing Fenway Park. Bruce Springsteen, he seems like he's always touring. Coldplay and a bunch of groups. So we're going to start out, of course, with the much-hyped reunion of Guns N' Roses, which one thing I don't understand is that Axl Rose is actually playing with ECDC as well, and Brian Johnson has retired. I mean, he's probably in his 60s, so I mean, it's not like it's a strange thing for him to be retiring in his 60s, but he's also, while he's taking over for Brian Johnson, he also has and is doing some dates with AC/DC. He's also with Guns N' Roses, so and that tour is happening too. So I'm not sure how he's balancing both. And plus, he has like that broken foot. But anyway, let's move on. This is Night Train off of Appetite for Destruction, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm on the night train. I got the never get it. smell like a pig when you poop.
Oh, your misery.
PJ Harvey, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. That's it. It's an intense, but it's still kind of a funny way to end that song. Oh, man. Anyway, that's Rid of Me. And that's a great song. And the news that she is like going back out on the road, and I'm not sure if she's releasing a new album, but the fact that she is back in some way, shape, or form is a huge thing. And that's potentially a revelation, seriously. So, PJ Harvey back into the void, into the scene with and we heard Rid of Me this morning from the album of the same name. Before that, Garbage, Only Happy When It Rains. That's like from your 90s hit collection there. Deftones before that with Seven Words, and I played that and the phones lit up. People were confused. They were like, what is going on? Do you know you're not playing the clean version? Before that, AC/DC, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, a classic there. That's actually before Brian Johnson joined them. I think that was Bon Scott's last record, and we played that because Axl Rose is... he's either a permanent lead singer or he sort of like joined them because he feels like getting out of bed and doing a couple things. Before that, of course, Guns N' Roses starting off the show with Night Train from Appetite. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. What we're doing here is we're getting ready for the summer. We're looking ahead at all the big summer tours and moments of music, people getting out there and touring. You know, I'm sure there's some kind of 80s revival the package tour, but we're not paying any attention to stuff like that, only if they're serious minded. And we're continuing on with that with The Cure. Now, The Cure is, you know, I don't know if they put out a new record either, but they're touring and, you know, people will come and see them. And the hype now is that they're playing, like, they're going deep into their catalog and they're playing, like, hours. And, you know, I saw them at Coachella was the last time I saw them, and they played a long time and they played a lot of stuff. And they did, like, two encores. I think once I saw them, you know, years ago in the 90s, actually, and they played three encores. So, I mean, they've always been a group that, you know, that plays a lot of stuff and leaves fans not really wanting more. Usually fans are like, okay, that's good. We're good. Thank you. And that's it. Not that it's too much, but it's a lot and it's good. This is The Hanging Garden from Pornography, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
No!
Yes, Coldplay, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. They're rumored to be, this is the rumor that their last tour is this summer, and then they're going to be breaking up or taking an extended hiatus or something. And, you know, that's their from their first album. And I was a big fan at the time. I think then they became like too radio overplayed. It just became too much. Like every time, what was that? A Rush of Blood to the Head that just blew up. It was everywhere. You couldn't turn on the radio without hearing it, and it sort of turned me off. So I didn't stay with them. Before that, Stone Roses, that's the new single, All for One. And I'm not sure if a record's coming out, but I hope they make it over here to the States, as it were, to tour. I saw them once in my life, which is one more than a lot of other people can say. The Cure, Hanging Garden from Pornography, started off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And let's continue on now. This is The National with Don't Swallow the Cap from Trouble Will Find Me. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm never How you doing out there tonight? That's good. That's good. This is, when I was growing up, me and my dad used to go at it all the time. Over almost anything. But, I used to have really long hair, way down past my shoulders. I was 17 or 18. Oh man, he used to hate it. And we got to where we'd fight so much that I'd spend a lot of time out of the house. And in the summertime, it wasn't so bad, because it was warm and your friends were out. But in the winter, I remember standing downtown and it would get so cold. And when the wind would blow, I had this phone booth that I used to stand in. And I used to call my girl like for hours at a time, just talking to her all night long. And finally, I get my nerve up to go home. And I'd stand there in the driveway, and he'd be waiting for me in the kitchen. And I'd tuck my hair down on my collar, and I'd walk in, and he'd call me back to sit down with him. And the first thing he'd always ask me was, what did I think I was doing with myself? And the worst part about it was I could never explain it to him. I remember I got in a motorcycle accident once, and I was laid up in bed, and he had a barber come in and cut my hair. And man, I can remember telling him that I hated him and that I would never ever forget it. And he used to tell me, man, I can't wait till the army gets you. When the army gets you, they're gonna make a man out of you. They're gonna cut all that hair off, and they'll make a man out of you. And this was in, I guess, 68, and there was a lot of guys from the neighborhood going to Vietnam. I remember the drummer in my first band coming over my house with his Marine uniform on, saying that he was going and that he didn't know where it was. And a lot of guys went, and a lot of guys didn't come back. And a lot that came back weren't the same anymore. And I remember the day I got my draft notice. I hid it from my folks. And 3 days before my physical, me and my friends went out and we stayed up all night. And we got on the bus to go that morning, man, we were all so scared. And I went and I failed. I came home. There's nothing to applaud about. But I remember coming home after I'd been gone for 3 days. And walking in the kitchen, and my mother and father were sitting there. My dad said, where you been? I said, I went to take my physical. He says, what happened? I said, they didn't take me. And he said, that's good. I come from down in the valley, where mister, when you're young, they bring you up to do just like your daddy done. Me and Mary, we met in high school when she was just 17. We'd ride out of that valley down to where the fields were green. We'd go down to the river, into the river we'd dive. Oh, down to the river we'd ride. Then I got Mary pregnant, and for my 19th birthday, I got a union card and a
husband's bad. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep through the night. So people say lies, lies, a lie. But I said why? Why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? And I'm remembering a road sign. I'm remembering a girl when I was young. And we said these songs are true. These days are ours. These tears are free. The cross is in the ballpark. And the cross is in the ballpark. We had a lot of fun. We had a little son we thought we called him Sonny. Sonny gets married and moves away. Sonny has a baby and bills to pay. Sonny gets sunnier day by day, by day, by day. Well, I've been waking up at sunrise. I've been following the light across my room. I watch the night recede into my day. Some people say the sky is just the sky, but I say, why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? Sonny sits by his window and thinks to himself, how it's strange that some rooms are like cages. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggled from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls, runs his hands through his thinning brown hair. Well, I'm accustomed to a smoother ride, or maybe I'm a dog who's lost its bite. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep the night. Some people say a lie is just a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark.